Is this one? I think we're live, and I'm not even looking. Is this one muted?
Oh,
are we live?
Yeah, it's muted.
It's muted. Cool. Well, all right. All right. I think we're live. Yeah, we're live. I can see us not paying attention. What's up, Mike Decker?
Hello.
We are still in Wyoming, and we are once again live, but on a smaller platform. As last time we did a live stream, shockingly enough, the video got taken down before I could actually record it. Kind of weird, no?
What are the odds?
What are the odds? Apparently, we said a few things that upset a few people. And we're going to try not to do that this time. Simply to retain this backup channel. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. So everything you hear in the mainstream media is completely true. That's what I say. Algorithm. You think it hurt us?
Probably.
It might have. At any rate, who do we got in the chat? Because I can't see a chat over here.
We got lots of folks here.
Oh, I got comments, kind of. You got the high speed ones though. I see Teresa C. Your mod.
Can you put that on live?
Put it on live. Stand by.
Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to be very.
We've got two screens going because Mike's not that high tech, but he's right. He can actually run his mouse from this screen to that screen, and I don't know how to
do that. Hardcore.
He is pretty hardcore. Speaking of hardcore, I'm out west in the high desert, and traditionally in New England, where it gets cold quick, we don't get any cold weather till around Halloween. You got to start thinking about taking off the shorts and changing into long pants. It's freezing out here. We got snow. Excuse me.
Did get snowed on today? We got snowed on today.
Chemical snow. Unbelievable skies.
Can I say that?
Oh, we got. Is that what you were doing?
Oh, I was just being kind of smart.
You can say chemical snow, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're just going to try to not say anything that starts with an H and ends with an X. As a way in the middle.
Anything to do with things like this?
Yeah, none of that stuff. Place. Everything is completely true. But I got to remind. All right, let's say what's up to the chat first. Conspiracy Realist Mom is in the house, as is Sparky's Run. Who do you got over there?
Oh, I got Moon Rider Fast.
Moon Rider
Fast. Frank Harris. Adrian Settles. Nancy McAvoy. Got Riker.
Nancy McAvoy, right?
Maybe that's what it was.
I think so.
Sorry if I butcher it.
Yeah, I don't speak too good even when I do speak too well. You see what I mean? Rage Against the Machine. Nice.
Got Austin from Ohio.
Ray Schallenbarger.
Randy Howard.
And Big Mouse said he pooped. That sucks.
John Rennick.
Pooping's better than sharting, dude, but I'll digress.
Teresa C.
Hillside Hideaway. Randy Howard. Vander Lou. Sherry D. Did you already say that?
Algorithm. No, I did not say that.
All right. Broken Reality's got the wrench.
Hey, Broken.
Dev and Rick have the wrench. I can't see the mods on this side.
You can't?
The right side? I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Mrs. Brady, old lady, Austin from Ohio, Erica Garda, Jason E. And
Dairyland Survival.
SCM3321. Not an easy name to shout out, but still on the Mike Decker YouTube channel, it gets done. That's for right. America.
That's right.
And Angel Mom Lively. How's that? Jeremy Compton. And 21 Julio Jones. Mahomes 21. That was a crazy one. Whatever. You know who you are. I said it as good as you can. Tamisa Collins is a pretzel. I don't know what that means, but whatever. So let's pop some of these up real quick. Yeah, the other channel got hit with a strike. Mike is suspended for a week. So I'm rolling further west tomorrow. And if you happen to be watching, I was just in Thermopolis, and I came back into Warland, and I'm going to get gas, and somebody drives by and gives me a peace sign, and I catch it as they're already by. So they're from Wyoming. they probably don't know who I am other than from YouTube or something to that effect. And then they decided to start following me out of the supermarket like an undercover cop or a special agent of the governmental system. So I started to shake them, as I'm known to do. And I ended up having to jump out of my truck going, I'm going to say this nicely. Excuse me, but what the F is your, why are you, if you meet either one of us, just come up and say it. Hey, what's up? I know you from, identify yourself. Because there's a lot of people that over the years we've blocked or emails, trolls.
Stalkers.
And we have to wait. At any given moment, a troll could roll up on you. So don't, just identify yourself. Long story longer. How's that? All right. So yeah, Ginger Fist said creeps. I agree. All right, let's put these up. How do I do that?
You just click on
share screen, right? Yeah, we got this. All right, so real quick, I hope this stays. Let's look at this, because this is comical. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. But it's America, baby. Check this out. Randy Kaufman, no relation to Dr. Kaufman, I'm sure, even though at any rate, Randy Kaufman from Maricopa County Community College District, I don't know what any of that means, but he's a Republican, and he was charged with masturbating near a preschool, and his answer was, I'm really just stressed out.
He's got a tough job.
He's got a tough job being Randy Kaufman, because look at him. He has to smile all the time. He has to wear a red tie, and he has to carry around this big American flag behind him in case anybody wants to take a picture of him, apparently. But you know what? There are a lot of tools out there to manage stress, and allegedly masturbating within view of a preschool is not the best one, as one Republican candidate in Arizona's largest county found out this month. Now, if the creek don't rise, and the good Lord's willing, I'll be 55 in a month and 4 days, okay? I have done so many effed up things on this earth since I've been here that would be considered bad, and things that I've considered bad, but it is what it is. I did it. I apologize for it, or tried to, but never once have I ever done anything wacky, thought anything wacky about a child.
No.
These people, we've already talked about this. These people that run for government or in governmental seats, this is their thing, man. How do you think so many children go completely and totally missing? Nobody finds a trace of them, because it's all a governmental ring, and it's starting to really, really, really show itself to the point of obviousness in schools, like we were talking about in that last live stream. Never Lose Truth played some of the Twitter on her channel, and the words they were saying, the books, it's hardcore.
Yeah, I can't even say it to y'all.
I couldn't either.
I'd be embarrassed.
I'd be embarrassed, and I would imagine the channel would get taken down.
Yeah,
no, we both swear like truck drivers. Yeah. You know what I mean? No offense to truck drivers.
Not as bad as I used to be.
Yeah, me either. I actually try not to, but
let's see.
Canyon's magic voice that he makes me use for him swears a lot. He's not as cute as he looks.
Yeah, don't let him fool you.
Yeah, don't let him fool
you.
Very
naughty little man.
But, I mean, they would never be able to get away with all these missing children if it wasn't what it exactly is. These people push all these unbelievable laws. I can't say. Yeah, the government is just, it's Hollywood for ugly people. They love power. There's nothing more powerful to a pathetic human being that managed to lie his way into office than doing something to a small human being. They said that using children gave them the most power because of their innocent souls in their evil Illuminati, black magic, their little Wiccan, whatever that stuff is. That's how they get down. So don't be surprised. You got to go mind the children.
Oh, I'm just
going to
slap Cannon.
You're not going to slap Cannon. At any rate. Come in here, little
bear, so I can beat you.
Homeschool. Exactly. I totally agree. I totally agree. Exactly. Exactly.
Canyon is entering the room.
Here, well, someone says, I hear Canyon. Well, here is Canyon. Canyon, come here, buddy. Come here, Canyon. Right here. This is the spot. There he is. Look at the size. It's like a white buffalo. Look how big my head is and how big his head is.
He's got a big head.
He is awesome. He is absolutely awesome.
From everybody like to see Canyon.
We got a bunch of different links to show you, but we were thinking do you guys have any questions you want to pose? Try to do it in all caps so that we can see it, because we're both, you know.
We don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it, but one of us already has gone, you know. So you see what I'm saying? Can't really see too good. There he is. Canyon, look at this. What's this? Look at that.
Am I on TV, dude?
He's like, is there any food? I'd like to see some food. Fallout Shelter, we were just talking about you today.
Yep.
I know.
What's up, buddy?
Fallout, anything you can get on Ida, shoot me an email, will you? Help me out a little bit, because I haven't checked into Ida in a while. And as you know, finding information on Ida, for people that don't know what Ida is, according to the scientist, or we don't even have to say scientist, we live in a technocracy. According to the experts, they're simply building a star on Earth. And this thing runs on plasma that is held in place by electromagnets. The plasma is moving so fast in a huge, tokamak, that if it ever makes contact with the walls, it would explode with the energy of an alleged neutron star. Now, this whole thing is kept in check by electromagnets. What happens if the power goes down? You see what I mean? So it isn't what they say it is, but it ain't good. And it's 50 miles as the crow flies, if memory serves. I could be wrong. I was married once. It's 50 miles in a straight line south from CERN. So I think this is just a never-ending power source. They're trying to harness some of God's creation to power CERN to break on through to the other side. So, yeah, Fallout Shelter. We were just talking about, am I lying? We were just talking about you today. I said he does
3 hours ago.
Yep, literally. That guy's a dick. No, I wasn't saying that.
We love you, man.
Yeah, we do. No doubt. So, all right. That's one of Mike's babies. Mike's going to have a lot of babies. Opinion on Black Sun. I have none. I don't. You'd have to expand on that, because we were just, I don't know. I don't know. The Black Sun that's allegedly in the core of the Earth. Is that what you're referring to? Because there's a lot of, dude, when we grew up, there was a yellow sun. And that yellow sun, there was a long period of time where I was doing stupid things and I can't remember correctly, but all of a sudden the sun turned white. Yep. And then we found all the patents going back to the 60s for them making a fake sun with Bausch and Lomb and NASA. Is it a fake sun? Is it all the stuff that they spray that's changing the sun white? But if it is a fake sun, where's our sun? Did they move us into a new reality where they can tell everybody around us any stupid lie they want and everyone believes it? We can't understand it. I mean, because it's amazing. I feel like we're in a cartoon right now. For the last 3 years, we've been in a hardcore cartoon, and they just keep getting monkeypox. Let's say that. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you?
No. I hope I don't get monkeypox. Is what I was gonna say. You're shot out of a cannon. All right. Are there two sons? I don't know, man. I've gotten video. Have you ever gotten video of a second son?
I haven't. I've always wanted to. But
I've gotten video that time during the wildfires in Colorado last year of something right behind the sun that I could see and then the camera could see. Because a lot of people present fake footage. It's a lens flare. There's Nibiru. Well, if you turn your camera, Nibiru moves all around. Nibiru moves really fast.
It's a magical thing.
I hear you.
It's science.
But no, I actually did. I did get something weird behind the sun, but it wasn't the same size as the sun. I don't know what it was. So, well, maybe. It depends. I don't know. I've got lots and lots of video of the sun setting right into the Pacific Ocean. And it was only one. So you could be. I'm not doubting you, but Beck from Oz is in here. I just want to say what's up.
Beck from Oz is?
Nibiru is not real because we live in an enclosed system, man. There's no way to get out of here. They've proved too many times with their own video, with their own lies, with their own words, that there's an impenetrable thing above us. We've watched people fly rockets into it. We don't go to outer space, but they keep telling us. There's a thing up there called the ether. We were just talking about the other day. The ether, the fact that the sun and the moon are made out of some sort of a plasma or something, that all of a sudden we had to go to the moon so they could cover that whole thing up. And then they used Einstein's E equals MC squared. And everyone's like, oh, E equals MC squared. Now totally everything makes sense. Totally dig that. That makes perfect sense, man. So how did she pop up? Did you do that?
Who?
Her.
No, you did it.
How? I wasn't even looking, dude.
Push on the comment.
That's a trip, dude. Because I didn't even notice it. I just said, what's up? I was looking for her name and I hit her by it. That's crazy.
You're very professional.
I'm good at this. Yes. I don't know if it's completely flat, but we're not. I never think about this. Everything we've ever known, ever at all, the heaviest things ever are all on the Earth, including the Earth, is just floating in space, just hanging there in nothing. But it's also going at all these different speeds, a million miles an hour. Everything's 166,000, blah, blah, blah. No, it's flat and immovable. And if you've done as much videotaping as myself and Mike have from 12,000 feet, go as high as you can, then launch a drone another mile, the horizon still comes up. Standing on the Atlantic, standing on the Pacific, P900, zoom right out, everything comes right back. So, yeah, no, it's not a... We don't live in a ball. NASA's a complete and total lie. If NASA was legit, we'd be back on the moon absolutely constantly. The astronauts have told us it was...
I would have went
to the moon. Total nonsense. We would. Everyone would be in the moon by now.
Kenny would have went to the moon. A little bit.
Yeah, the ast... Did you guys... How did you feel going through the Van Allen radiation belts? Oh, did we? Did we? What do you mean, did you? You're an astronaut, dude. You know, back in the old days, being an astronaut, you had to be kind of smart. But now they don't remember anything. They don't know anything. And so, yeah, I agree. I don't watch sports, brother. Unless you're setting me up for a joke. And there's no T in Richie. There's never been a T in Richie. There's no T in Richard. There's no T in Richie. So there is that. Sub to Mike's channel. Nice. Nice. Dig through to China. Who's standing up right there? All right. Yes, flat Earth. Isn't it founded Earth Brothers now? Yeah, he's got good videos. Definitely. The October surprise, I kind of think, might be this. Something that we said, and then the president started saying it an awful lot. The dark winter. I've said this 2 years in a row, but this is just, we're just basing off what they're saying. We're talking about a dark winter. They have an operation called Dark Winter where everybody gets incredibly sick. We won't say of what, because that could be a problem. But Biden talked about a dark winter constantly, and it's really starting to look like they're setting us up for that right now. Because already we watched the sun go down. Me and Mike are freaks. We've always got cameras pointed at the sky at all times from all different locations. And all of a sudden I noticed instead of the summer equinox, we're supposed to lose a minute and a half of daylight every day. Some days it just went 15 minutes. And then the next day, the same. You know what I mean? It started getting darker and darker, and now it's getting colder and colder way too early. And just in time for colder and colder, these guys are telling us stuff like this. I just found this out today. This ain't good, man. If I can find the link. Stand by. I'm looking for Bloomberg. Can you see it?
Bloomberg.
Stressed out, eating bugs, stressed out. Two tools, spring launcher.
Was it the eating?
No. Is this it? Oh, this is just Biden and Bloomberg saying dark winter again.
Oh, the fuel thing.
Yeah, the fuel thing. Because now they're warning us there's only 25 days of diesel fuel left in the United States of America. These guys are, I mean, between the U.S. constantly warning us, we're running out of diesel fuel, we're running out of this, we're running out of that, and then constantly seeing this stuff. Inflation is so bad, the stores are going to start selling bugs. You guys got to, you kind of get a feeling what they're getting ready for here. We're not going to have any fuel during the winter in the United States. No trucks, no diesel in the United States, or diesel price jumps two times. Every single solitary thing that you buy in America comes on a truck. Yep. If their fuel doubles, everything you buy doubles. And already, apparently, it's so bad in the UK, they're talking about selling bugs, and they're talking about it. I can sit here probably all night pulling up new links where this is in the news. These people want you eating bugs. They want you locked in your house. They want you shutting the lights off at a certain time. And they want you all... You know what I'm saying? They want you all... I don't want to get this one backup taken down. This is what I was looking for. Yeah. And this is exactly how they'll do it. This is exactly how they'll do it. And yes, it could be an October surprise. I really didn't think of that. It's always there, the real truth. You ain't wrong. It's always there. Algorithm says it's a pretty... well, because only a few people found their way here. We're going to call this the cream of the crop.
That's right.
Here's the deal. Every single time we turn around, I'm getting emails from somebody else where they want your kids to eat bugs. They want you to eat bugs. And we're running out of gas. But running out of diesel is worse than running out of gas.
Ralph says there's no coal or kerosene in Maine right now.
There's no coal or kerosene in rain. Yeah, Donald Trump is part of the Illuminati, always has been. Every single solitary person that you see presented for Trump did. Trump destroyed our country more than Obama, who destroyed our country. Exactly. And Biden's doing the same. I don't understand. I mean, I hope you're just kidding, but I'm sorry for putting you out there. If not, but someone just said it's the most awake chat, and then someone says that. I hope you were just kidding. So,
yeah.
Duck, duck, go. Europa, the last battle of the duck. All right. I'm good. Like that. Yes. I agree. I'm not sure about that, but I wouldn't doubt it because Aleister Crowley was big into that. If you really want to contact the other side, you got to do wacky sex magic, children, and this stuff right here. So you're probably not all that off. Cool. Marty said that was a joke. Good. No, I wasn't putting you out there. Trump played his part. Trump got everybody in line so that when they pulled the nonsense, everybody would wait back because, hey, it's all part of the plan. Trump's going to arrest all those pedophiles. Wait till he gets Hillary. Nobody got arrested.
Wasn't he going to spray magical vitamins?
Trump was actually several very large YouTube channels that had join buttons, a couple of 100,000 views, a couple of 100,000 subscribers, channels we'd never heard of that just popped up out of nowhere were saying, Trump was spraying airplanes loaded with.
What was it? Was it healthy vitamins?
No, it was vitamins. I'm trying to say chemtrails without saying chemtrails. And people were buying it. That's called hope. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but these dudes, for the last 2 years, he's been saying dark winter, dark winter, dark winter. Now, every time I turn around, they're saying things like the whole Northeast might not have any power this winter because we might sell all of our resources to the UK. And the UK saying, well, we might not have any food, so we're all going to have to start eating bugs. You guys understand what's going on? This would be Agenda 21.
Make sure you turn your lights off all these certain times.
That's right. That's right. But it's just a trip how this is all happening. We're watching this happen.
It's very sad.
It's very, very, very sad. I'm not going to live here. They're going to make sure of that. And I'm going to help them along because I won't shut up. He won't shut up. We won't shut up. But there is no turning this boat around. I said this in the last video. Look at how bad this is getting. How in the world does a superpower, unless, of course, you've read the World Economic Forum's predictions, 2025, we will no longer be a superpower. 2025, that's in 2 years. We won't be a superpower. All their predictions, the World Economic Forum's predictions, have not been wrong as of yet. And one of their predictions was everyone will be eating bugs because bugs are awesome. We should have always been eating bugs because we're just animals, right? We live on a farm. No big deal. But I'll tell you what. Their predictions, we won't be a superpower. Really? I've shown you this a lot. All products will own become services. You won't own anything. You won't own a car. You won't own a house because that'll help save the earth because of your carbon footprint. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike, I don't know if you're ready for this. Carbon dioxide, CO2, is plant food. It was here before we were here. It'll be here after we're here. They've decided, people that understand that, one guy in a book tower, a bookstore, wherever he was, book depository, on the eighth floor shooting one bullet, can't shoot a guy from the back of the head and the front of the head at the same time. When people bought that, they knew they had him. And then they went to the moon. Well, Grandma, how do you know they went to the moon? Because I heard it on the radio, silly. I heard it on the radio. They know they can get away with this stuff. And then recently, you know, Twin Towers, defying physics, going down faster than human, like it defied physics. They got away with that. Certain children at a certain school that showed up at the Super Bowl singing, they got away with that. Am I making you nervous?
No.
I'm not saying anything.
No, I'm totally fine. I'm reading comments.
Farewell to the hospital. We'll be eating much less meat. This was all back in 2008, the World Economic Forum. Syrian refugees, 2030 CEOs. I don't remember seeing that. It must have been there. The values that built the West will have been tested to the breaking point. Now, what that means is everything that made Americans good people, everything that made Americans, America, a beacon of light, will be completely obliterated. Well, we already hit that intersection many, many miles ago. And then, of course, by 2030, we'll be ready to move humans toward the red planet. Well, there is no red planet, but there's a electric car up there. Where did America won't be a superpower go? Eating much less meat.
Right there.
U.S. dominance is over. We'll have a handful of global powers. Everything on that list is happening. We're watching it happening right now. So for all the people that are waiting for Trump 2024 or waiting for, how are you going to undo the damage they've done to this earth? You can't get a drink of water out of a stream anywhere. There's one place that I'll get it that I'm not completely afraid of. You?
Yeah, the mountain.
You know what I mean? You have to go up to the highest point.
On the mountain.
And mountains are easy to shut down if you're a governmental agency. You know what I mean? It is easy to do it because there's usually only one main road into the Rockies, the Bighorns, Sierra Nevadas, and they shut them down all the time. They already got gates there. Yep. And I think they already warned about them. Weren't me and you griping about that not too long ago?
And they got all their fancy little 5G camera
everywhere. Systems and then whatever else is floating around in the sky, because there's an awful lot of activity up there.
There is a lot.
At any rate, anybody got any questions here? Hit us up, because I'm just going to keep going through these. Biden condemns utter brutality of missile strikes. I don't know where this came from. That's kind of weird. He must have switched over. Dark winter, dark winter, dark winter, dark winter, dark winter. Hey, we don't have any fuel. 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 Running out of fuel. Gasoline comes via diesel fuel. No diesel fuel. World War III? They're all in this together. So World War III, if you're referring to all of that, all of them against all of us, I think it's already happening. They're just trying to break us all down mentally till somebody finally just says, I can't take this anymore. I'm just going to do as I'm told. I can't. I'm not eating bugs, dude. I'm not eating bugs.
Hell no.
So I agree with that, because if there were, we'd see them. They would have been used. Yes. You know what I mean? And it really blows me away, no pun intended, that the only country that's ever used them allegedly is us. And the only places that were ever hit with them allegedly are both thriving. And they have been for a couple of decades. They're paradises. They're not desolate, no man's lands, irradiated, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So I came to that conclusion on my own. And then when I started researching it a bit, that's just what I came up with. If they had them, New York would have got hit by now. Exactly. Exactly. I agree. Yeah, well, that's when What was his name? Eider. I forget his name. We were just talking about my bad. Dude, I got the memory of a squirrel. And that's all part of the program, too. But Fallout Shelter bringing up Eider, if they're getting ready to put the final pieces in play, because Eider has been built like nothing else. Trying to find something to make a video on Eider is next to impossible. It's a tokamak. It's absolutely unleashing hell on Earth. But if it works and it powers CERN, I think there's no issues with breaking through. And everything that we can't see, we will see. And men's hearts will fail from fear, I'm guessing. All right, Mike, address some of your people. This is your channel. I'm going to vape for a minute.
You're vaping for a minute?
I agree with that. I'm stocking up on rocks. Hell yeah. No, Jason Shell, I don't know who that is. I don't watch channels anymore, brother. I don't watch channels anymore. Yeah. Yep. Teresa loves your dogs. Who doesn't? Yeah, I don't. Mike, what do you think of that one? False flag before midterms? I don't keep up on any of that stuff, so I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to political stuff.
What is you guys' takes on them, especially the biblical changes? Well, I don't know if you saw the videos that I did years ago where I actually bought an incredibly expensive old Bible just to prove how wrong the Mandela effect was. And it changed. I got it and it said heavenly bodies, and then it turned into planets. The Bible's from the 1800s, man. You know what I mean? And Nicholson hit me up in a Skype call. We had talked a couple of times that he was making a new video, and he used, I can't think of the song off the top of my head, he used a mainstream song in it, like he does. The song changed. I'm like, Nick, come on, you're just messing with me. He's like, dude, I made the video. That was part of it. You heard it. He went back. The song changed. He made a video about it, and it got taken down like 600 times. But the song in his intro changed. The words changed. And Luke, I am your father. He said that. I saw it. It was in 1977. I saw it when I turned 10. A lot of that stuff is just crazy. I don't know. All I know is that barium, strontium, aluminum, and everything else from the sky and from other methods cause you to lose your memory. We have the worst memories in the world, man. Can remember certain things, but can't remember small, stupid things. All the word of mouth that's gone on since time immemorial, you know, all those ridiculous old Native American stories. It wasn't stories. It was history. And if it was really important, they carved it in stone. It's all gone away, man. It's all gone away. All our old people are relegated to nursing homes and such, unless they're Billy. He don't stop.
No.
He don't stop. He's still putting Toyota. He's putting a Toyota engine in right now.
Algorithm, I do not believe they will rise up. No, I wish, but I don't see it. No.
No.
Because the ones I know who are partially aware of things, they all just say the same, how do they say it?
They have hope.
There's nothing I can do about it.
They just hope it will change.
And yeah.
I don't agree with what's going on, but if I just go along, I can't stop it. I'm just one person. Yeah. So I hope if I go along, all will be well. And these people know that. That's what all this social media, all these years has been. They have instant feedback on what we think instantaneously. It's amazing. And quantum computers, that's old news now. Who even, you know, it's just, well, what about the nukes in China? Nobody has secrets anymore because nothing can be kept safe because a quantum computer can crack any code no matter what. And the fact that Amazon, like the first companies to own quantum computers weren't even countries. They were Amazon, Facebook. You know, what do you think they're really doing? They're farming. They know what I'm going to say before I even say it. Excuse me. Even if I forget what I'm saying. So people have hope, man. They hope it's going to change. Sometimes you just got to realize we all had a good run.
Yes,
the place is coming off the wheels, man. And there ain't enough of us to fix it. There just isn't. I came right here, right when it went down, and we were ready. And then we tried to contact everybody and suddenly realized that everybody else was like, oh, this isn't it. Trust the plan. Q ain't on.
I forgot about Trump. Well, that's what Trump and Q were in place for.
But yeah, we were ready, man. We were ready right there and then. It was crazy. And then it all just kind of went away, quieted down. The militia guys started selling those things with their little names on them and such. You know what I mean?
Good job.
What is faith? Faith is believing that if you just go along with the majority, all will be well. And jerks like us that have been targeted like I've never seen before in the last 5 years will be completely wrong. But here's the deal. I mean, we're in 2022 and every single mainstream media outlet is talking about humans eating bugs. What? You know, who? Government is supposed to protect you from your phone company selling all your private information, collecting all your texts, collecting all your voice recordings, stealing all your pictures, keeping the banks from absolutely trying to rape you. But they don't. Government doesn't protect you from anything. The government just keeps taking and taking and taking. We used to have a lot in this country, our own resources. They've all been taken away and reallocated. Our money's backed by nothing, by absolutely nothing. And nobody has an issue with that. Nobody thinks that's wrong. They think of, I don't even know. You know what? Let's see what it is. Because I haven't checked in a long time. I'm probably going to have a heart attack. Typing it right. National debt clock. Let's see what this bad Larry's at right now. I haven't checked in a long, long time. 31,000 dollars. $31 trillion. Is that just trillion? Million, billion. Is that just 31 trillion?
Shit, I guess.
So every citizen owes $93,000. Debt per taxpayer is $250,000. It's on this. When this hit 10 trillion, it was unrepayable. There weren't enough actual real resources on the planet, on the earth. I do say that planet because I'm 50, to pay it back. 32 trillion is unrepayable. They're writing checks because this country won't be here in 2 years. And you know how we know that? Because they told us. And everything else they predicted on that particular little super happy fun prediction thing hasn't been wrong. Farewell hospitals, farewell United States. U.S. dominance is over. And remember before 2020, if you happen to follow my channel, did I always used to say, people got to understand, we cheered for USA. We're kicking them. We went to war. We invaded every other country on a lie. And that's got to come home to roost. Everybody that thought they were supporting the country was actually just infuriating the great karma clock in the sky.
And karma is going to whoop our ass.
Karma will whoop your butt, man.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So there is that. Yeah.
Hey, can you hit my little arrow here, please?
You can.
Sons of bitches.
Some bitches.
All right. No, back on.
Still alive? Good
yep.
to go?
Yep. I'm satisfied.
Gingerfish has been around a long time. I'm going to go with this one. Where is it, Brandon? Yeah. But I'll tell you what. You could say that, but for whatever reason, all 560 or 600 people in the chat, we can see this. Some of you are, I mean, some of you, you know who you are just watching this because it's entertainment. Let's watch the fat kid in the black hat and the long-haired stoner guy talk about dogs and other things, and it's hilarious. But we can see this. And I got to tell you, some of us tried our damnedest really, really hard to wake everybody up. And the price that we paid for that was unbelievable. People talking about you when you leave the room, people that won't deal with you anymore. Oh, because you think that those aren't ice crystals? That's right. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And they certainly weren't hearing it when we were talking about the 2020 thing. Even though before the 2020 thing was even available, we were saying, if you take it, this is what's going to happen. And it did. It happened in my own family. And he still can't hear it. You know, it's amazing, man. It's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we're assholes. But I'll tell you what, we tried. We tried. So there it is for that. Well, we have all the respect for you, Teresa, because you've been around a long time.
Yep.
It's not a fedora. It's an Australian cowboy hat. Just close. I always wanted a cowboy hat, but I couldn't quite swing it. I saw this one in Moab, and I'm like, I'm on it. And then the hat was too big for my rather moon-like skull. The hat was too big. I show up at Mike's house 2 days later after looking at an exact hat like this in Moab. And Mike has this exact hat sitting on his couch. And I'm like, dude, why are you effing with me? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, that hat. He said, my mother just got me that for my birthday. And I'm like, dude, you don't even understand. I said, I just stood there looking at this thing for an hour. I wanted that hat so bad, but it was too big for my already large head. I was trying to think of a Spanish word for moon, but I couldn't think of it. I used to call a dude in jail something. He had a head like a planet. If planets were real. So, yeah. Yeah. Yes. I agree. Yes. I agree.
Yep.
Cabeza de mundo, head like a planet. Thank you, Green Mountain Girl. Cabeza de mundo.
Cabeza, that's right, I forgot.
Excuse me.
Jeez, I heard that.
Yeah.
Naughty kid. Naughty
that's kid. Not really nice, Joe, but yeah, it's not that big. I mean, it's 7 1/4. That's what she said. All right. Beware with people with tiny hands. Ah, ooh, that's a good one, dude. That's a good little, Mike, you get that little?
I did.
Oh, you don't have to because his thumbnail pretty much.
See.
I was like, oh, that's pretty DL right there. I didn't see that. But anyways, it's still good.
A nasty email from a, remember? The Fab Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid American.
Yeah, you stupid goyim. We bought a product from somebody, and they didn't.
So stupid.
They were based in another country that you might notice is on the back of your dollar for some reason, but whatever.
It wasn't very professional.
Yeah, they weren't. They didn't care. That's right. Josie Wales. I drove by Rushmore like twice and I just didn't want to stop. I filmed a lot of things in this country. That ain't one that I really care about. So, all right. Well, let's go through these links. I've been going in almost an hour. If you got anything, put it in capital letters. Question about anything. I don't care.
It's open mic night.
It's open mic night at Mike's. But this is the mail. All right. I already showed you that one. My bad. This ain't the mail either. It's actually... Stand by. I don't like the StreamYard's good because YouTube bailed on us after forever. Oh, check this out. Now, Mike didn't understand what these are living out in Wyoming, but in Miami, they got these blue lights everywhere that they put up after the year 2020. Well, after I was out here originally and I went back home after it seemed like, well, no one's going to do anything. I might as well swing home and see my old man. We've got all new street lights in Massachusetts and they all say C19 on them. Clear. You can look right up and see them for whatever reason. But these lights work in conjunction somehow and they also give out massive radio frequency waves. Mike recently got a radio frequency meter and he's going to be doing a couple of tests here and there. It is amazing how much dirty RF is being kicked out, and it's coming out of these lights, and they somehow work in conjunction with this word down here that I told you about a long, long time ago. Just another one of those funny things that pops up in the medical industry, apparently, but I'm sure it's good for everyone.
It's got to be.
Okay, what is that? Yes, and Richie said he had. Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm stepping on somebody's conversation. I thought you.
Smooth Waters, I'm sorry. We can't answer that question here on this platform.
Smooth. Yeah, we can't. We're really trying not to get.
I would love to say what I think about that, but I'm sorry.
I think it's just going to be a continuation. Because why not? That's what they're doing back home. Yeah. Out east, it's just the same thing. But we can't say that because this is a backup channel. It's like the Last of the Mohicans right here.
It is Last of the Mohicans.
Don't want to get it taken down. So we're trying to be really good. Oh, this? Yeah, let me, I'll get to him. I'll get to him. No, there's no, nobody sells these. There aren't these machines for sale. Having one of these machines, building one of these yourself, if you don't master the frequencies, you will cause way more harm than good, which is why I'm really reluctant to give these out whatsoever at all. And I'm going to somebody that I happen to know is an expert. But as the years go by, his memory's tending to fail. So I don't know how to, I don't want to give this to somebody and have something horrible happen. I've already done it with two people, but I got a lot of emails asking for this. A lot since our last live stream. The Royal Rife machine. I think, what's his name? The wacky NASA guy I used to have on.
Jesus Freak?
Jesus Freak, computer geek, ex-NASA employee, knows how to make and operate this. I'm almost positive. Yeah, yes. Almost positive. You could cause so... This thing is just basically using the same frequencies they use against us. If you do it wrong and you have a growth or whatever, it could make it exponentially worse in a couple of days. You know what I mean? And I didn't think about that till afterwards, man. So there's that.
I do have an Odyssey. It's always linked in most of my videos.
Yeah, Mike's got an Odyssey. I've been on Odyssey forever. I didn't even know I was on Odyssey. They told me. Oh, that's easy, man. There are I don't know what I just did. Oop, hitting wrong buttons. If this live stream goes down suddenly, that's because I don't know how to point the pokey thing and do this at the same time. Didn't I just have that thing from the White House, dude? On the dollar, the digital dollar.
Yeah, didn't you show that already?
Maybe. It was from whitehouse.org. Yeah, the digital, they're just going to, there's going to be an event. The Russians, Donald Trump supporters, someone's going to take all your money out of the bank and then they're going to say, we all have to start from square one. It'll be equitable, it's sustainable and everything else, but it'll all be tied to social credit scores and how many bugs you eat, how often you don't drive and everything else. This is going to be a complete, utter scientific horror movie in real life, and it's already begun for some people. I have a family member that's living through it right now and refuses to acknowledge it. Refuses to.
There's several folk around here who say they regret getting it. Let's just say that.
I've heard from thousands of people that said, dude, I thought you were completely out of your mind, but this is exactly what happened. I went and did what I was told to do, and my blood turned into what looks like jelly worms. What are they called?
Gummy worms?
Gummy bears, gummy worms. And they actually, the doctor was looking at me. Imagine that. The doctor's pulling your blood out and looking at it going, what the F is this? That's not cool. I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? The doctor's drawing blood, and your blood is made of some gelatinous blood clotting stuff. It's an absolute fact. I can completely say that that's a true thing. It causes, without a doubt, I'm randomly hitting buttons, man. It absolutely causes exactly what we thought it was. And we didn't guess that. We were told by MDs, and a lot of them were.
You got to change the subject.
No. All right. My bad. That's what I'm saying.
We're going down deep.
All right. Yeah, that stuff.
But y'all know stuff. What I mean.
You know what we're saying. Yeah. It's bad. Wyoming, it's snowing right down the street. already. So it's kind of strange that this quickly.
Yeah, the mountains will sometimes get it, but not down this low.
No, I mean, it was snowing on the ground.
Yeah.
The mountains up top had a, they were totally covered,
yeah,
but all the way down to the water. So yeah, definitely hit that like button. Hit that, let help this channel. I mean, he needs this channel to grow. It's his only good backup channel. So help him out if you can, or don't be a dick. I agree, dude. Guys, this phrase worries me. It, without a doubt, absolutely, completely worries me, because it's just a strange thing to see. And I think ITER combined with CERN is going to cause that effect, because whatever keeps us from seeing what's bigger and better than us all around us is going to drop, and we're going to see it, and we're going to freak out. It's going to scare you to death. So I can't speak on that. Sorry. I don't want to get his channel. Every time I'm on here, his channel gets hit. That's what I'm saying, right? That's freaking me out, dude.
That's kind of crazy.
Huh? It is crazy.
How'd he do that?
I don't know. Some people know how to do computer stuff, man. It's crazy. I am not a computer, I don't know what that is. No, negative. TG&E?
Oh, you talking about the one that, yeah, that's a, our governor was all proud of that last year. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, I believe, are helping fund the magical new nuclear plant.
Wyoming. Sweet. That's what we need.
No, because that's what Wyoming needs.
Oh, no. I'm sure they're going to.
They're shutting down the coal mines and all
right,
that. You know,
right. Because so, carbon dioxide. Yeah. You don't want to feed those plants.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they started that, but I know there was actually people raising some hell about it, but, you know, they'll just do it anyhow.
E-fuel. All right.
I haven't heard of that.
Email it to me to remind me, or I don't, because I won't. I'm rolling out of here tomorrow, so I'm going to be a little bit out of the loop. Not that I really am in the loop, but yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's great, Kimberly. Hey, see, yeah, I love this stuff. Someone's trying to help a good. Why is that on this channel? Why is that on? We already told you what we thought about that, Kimberly Wilson, but still bring that over here. So maybe someone, yeah, I'm all set with that. Seriously, man. Seriously. You can't come on. You can't make videos talking about my crazy drug habit. I just lost my job. I just got arrested. Just went on vacation. But a secret subscriber. No, I'm all set.
Oh, yeah. He left a couple comments. Yeah, he's done. No, he's definitely on some good shit, whatever.
Yeah.
Running his mouth like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he is officially blacklisted.
There you go.
And I was nice to him, too.
I appreciate it, algorithm, but I don't think I'm coming through that way. I'm going straight west. I'm supposed to meet somebody, two somebodies, and one will end up in a video. And one of them should be helpful.
Right on, Texas Ted.
So, all right, man, it's been an hour.
Has it already been an hour?
It has been. Like I said, you got questions, type them in capital letters. And we'll sit here and wait. I have a hard time sitting still because Mike knows why. It's,
yeah.
Now, I'm not doing live streams with anybody. Where am I going to do live streams? On what platform? I am banned on YouTube. I am banned.
You see what happens every time there's live. Now, if they get rid of this one, that'll be some bullshit. We've been really good.
Really, there's no reason to take this one down. We
so
haven't
if they
said,
take it down, you know.
Well, that's red pill, Rob. That word, smart meters, and everything involved with that is why I stay moving. I have a hard time staying in certain places because apparently I'm sensitive. Imagine that. I'm sensitive.
You're very sensitive.
Like a teenager's, you know what? I won't even say that. But, I mean, yeah, I have to keep moving. I carry an RF meter with me. I'm wearing a tinfoil shirt right now, literally. How lame is that? So, yeah, you know, we covered this years ago. That looks like a mugshot. Is that your driver's license, SKME? Or have you done time? I'm not saying it looks like bad. It just, you look, the look in your face is like, yeah, and I'll do it again.
It's like, I was very naughty.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, time immemorial, That's a common saying, you know, believe it or not. I was accused of being in the Illuminati because I use that a lot. Yeah, it's a saying. Sorry, folks. Time immemorial, scrying mirrors have always been made out of the smoothest, shiniest, blackest glass ever. And then magically technology shows up, and what is the epitome of it? Everything is the smoothest, shiniest, blackest thing. And every single piece of technology is run in the very, 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 very rear by a thing called a daemon. Spell the daemon, but it's the same. Everything is a black box. Everything has an evil symbol on it. My laptop has three snakes, which are three sixes backwards. Every iPhone has a daemon's face on it. Put a mirror. Yeah, it is. It's bad. It's bad. Worse than we can even imagine, but I think we're catching on to it a little bit on a small scale. We'll never know the truth until it's all over. And to be perfectly honest, I enjoy this earth. But look where it's going. I mean, it's just speeding up. I have 15 links open. Seven of them are saying people need to eat bugs. Supermarkets are getting ready to feed people bugs. People should be eating bugs. If you don't eat bugs, it's no bueno. And the rest of it's like, we don't have any gas. It's going to be cold. Not going to have any heat. Nobody's going to have any heat. Running out of diesel. They're not going to straight up tell you, but that does tell you. You know what I mean? And we have been talking about it for years, but you know what? There's a lot of people on Earth. So it takes a lot of wrangling to get everybody in this. They want to make this so that we kill each other in the most horrific manner possible with the least amount of effort on their behalf. And the worse, the better. And it's pretty much what we're seeing. So it takes a while, but it's starting to look like this ain't going to be too good.
No.
I mean, it's already incredibly cold here right now, man. My knees, they're all right.
I just want one more summer. Just one more.
I laughed at it. Summer. In 2020, we're standing outside talking about ballistics and plans of attack and people that we need to get together with and et cetera, et cetera. Mike just kept saying, if we could just get one more winter, and I'm like, this dude's out of it. One more summer. I'm thinking, this dude's out of his mind. No way. So the next summer comes by. And I come by and he's like, if we could just get one more summer. And I'm like, dude, you are out of here. No way this isn't going to be it. Because after the first time you asked for it, that's when he started popping up going dark winter, dark winter. He started the guy running for president, or the guy that just became president, start saying what we were talking about.
All the young global leaders that are in power now were saying that, if I remember it.
Yep. But it does look bad. I agree with that. I just clicked on the wrong one. Where was it? Give her one. There you go. That's some pretty hardcore one-eye symbolism right there.
What's going on, Nez?
Yeah, Nez, what's up? Illuminati. It's all it takes. It's all it takes. One more summer. That's right, man. The algorithm is watching. So, all right, guys. Mike, you good?
I am.
Well, non-human entities have always been here at Fried. They've always been here. People, time immemorial, they carved statues of these things, you know, these amazing things that had horns and wings. And yeah, they've always been here. They're just going to make themselves known. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
I think a Mayhor geostorm is going to not major. I was literally reading it. I'm like, what's Mayhor?
I would not be shocked.
I would not be shocked, and we're not ready for it. A mild storm, and the Northeast goes down.
Anywhere it's going
to. So, there you go.
Well, I love y'all, too.
Yeah, I do, too. As much as
I was reading the comments.
Yeah, he was.
Don't think I'm dissing you.
Anytime. Oh, my bad. You know what?
Free. I ain't seen him forever. Hey, man.
Who?
Truth will set you free. Remember that young fella?
Remember Bernie Trump experiment? Bernie Trump. He used to be. I had him on a live stream years ago when they were doing that thing at the Washington Mall, and they had to shut it down when lightning struck the monument, etc.
I don't recall that.
I don't recall all of it, but I recall some of it. Oh, check this out. I just put this video up on Jailbreak today. And I didn't put it in the title, but if you watch this video to the very, very end, I'm doing a giveaway, and you probably want to get in on it because it's a $150 item. It's pretty badass.
It is.
It's along these lines right there. See that thing? And that thing? And those things? It's a pokey thing. Pokey things are good, man.
It can be handy.
Pokey things are good because you never know. So there, as they say, is that. All right, guys. Richie from Boston. Wyoming Mike Decker. WMD. Mike's working on something secret. I'm not supposed to tell.
That's right.
At any rate, it's very cool. You'll want to be in on it. So, all right, guys. Richie, Mike.
Love y'all.
Susan, Judy H., Cynthia Wright, Gracie, 432, Bruce W., Dez, Anna. I don't know how to say that. Anna Malgorzada. Is that right? Yeah, they messed with us on that doomsday clock. I don't trust that thing. Yeah, that was a good video. Coral Castle's a trip, especially when you've been there. There's no T in Richie, but it's a good one. So, exactly. I didn't put it in there either. It's according Texas Ted's on it. According to Mike was sitting, here's my witness. He was right here. According to many, many in the service, high up special ops dudes were hitting us up live right here. Back in 2020, saying that they're using fourth generation and fifth generation warfare against us. And I had never heard of it, didn't understand it, but now it makes perfect sense. But asymmetric warfare, yeah, they don't realize it till it's too late, man. America's right for the picking right now. You know what I mean? I like the hat. I just can't rock one. I'm from Boston.
See, he wears it.
No, he's from Texas. You can tell.
Hell yeah.
At any rate. All right, guys. We are out.
Later.
Later.